Hi, Susie. Do you have any sunscreen?
I might have some in my backpack. I'll check. Yes, here it is.
Great. May I use some? I'm going for a run in the park later.
Yes, you should put some on. You don't want to get a sunburn.
You're right. I don't.
And wear a hat, too. That will protect your head from the sun.
Thanks for the sunscreen. I don't like to burn.
No one does. Some people carry umbrellas to protect their skin.
That's a good idea.
Are you going by yourself?
Yes. No one wants to go with me.
I'm not surprised. It's hot outside. You'll sweat a lot.
I will. So I'll drink a lot of water when I get back.
In summer, you need to be careful of the sun. It can burn your skin. To avoid sunburn, wear a hat or use an umbrella. Also, put on sunscreen. It protects your skin from the sun. Put it on 30 minutes before you go out in the sun. Don't just put on sunscreen once in the morning. When you are out in the sun, put it on every 2 hours. Put on more after you swim or sweat a lot. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Peter, and we hope you're having fun in the sun.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline, and we're excited to learn with you today. Today's topic is health.
And the title of our lesson is Your Skin in the Sun. So, Pauline, can you tell us about a time when you got a sunburn?
Ooh, okay, sure. Well, I really like to snorkel. That's when you put on a mask and you look in the water to see fish. But I wasn't thinking and I forgot to put sunscreen on the back of my neck. Ooh, it got really burned.
Ooh, I bet it was really red after that.
And painful.
Ooh, I bet. Well, I have had a sunburn before. Well, I have had many sunburns before.
Well, can you tell us about one time you got a sunburn?
One time I got a sunburn so bad that my whole back was red. I could not sleep the whole night because it was so painful.
Oh no, that sounds terrible. So this can happen when we are in the sun, and usually it is because we are out in the sun longer than we normally do, and we forget to put on sunscreen. So we need to take care of our skin.
The sun is stronger in the summer. The sun is out longer in the summer. And we like to be outside in the summer for a longer time. So this is a good topic for us today.
Absolutely. I think this is the right time of year to be having this lesson. But before we go any farther, I think we should learn some key words with Jack. Here he is now.
Hello. 夏天出门要小心，不要晒伤咯。The sun can burn your skin. 动词 burn 在这里是晒伤、晒黑的意思。Burn 也有把食物烤焦或烧坏的意思。Susie 说 ,You don't want to get a sunburn. 你可不想晒伤哦。名词 sunburn 就是晒伤。建议你出门可以戴一顶帽子或是撑阳伞。名词Umbrella 就是伞。You can carry an umbrella to protect yourself. 当然咯，擦防晒乳液也是很重要的。You should put on some sunscreen. 这里的 put on 是涂抹擦上的意思。James 大热天的要出去跑步运动。Susie 提醒他一定会流很多汗哦，所以要补充水分。You'll sweat a lot. 动词 sweat 就是流汗。
Hi, Susie. Do you have any sunscreen?
I might have some in my backpack. I'll check. Yes, here it is.
Great. May I use some? I'm going for a run in the park later.
Yes, you should put some on. You don't want to get a sunburn.
You're right. I don't.
And wear a hat, too. That will protect your head from the sun.
Oh, this is a good thing to start talking about first. Sunscreen.
Yes, but when we go outside, we should use sunscreen. You rub it on your skin, and then it will help protect you from the sun.
When I forget sunscreen, then I get a sunburn.
Sometimes I go to the beach, and then I definitely put on sunscreen.
And then you don't get a sunburn?
Well, no, I still do. You have to keep putting sunscreen on during the day. Also, you should take breaks from the sun.
That's right. When I go have fun with my friends, we always share sunscreen. Oh, and that water, too. Water and sunscreen are very important during the summer.
That's right. Both are very important.
Susie has sunscreen in her backpack and gives it to James.
I might have some in my backpack.
Are you going somewhere?
Yes, I have some in my backpack.
Where are you going?
Peter, I have some in my backpack. We are going to today's
calendar phrase.
I might have some in my backpack.
I might have some in my backpack.
我可能有一些在我的背包里。
Do you have any sunscreen?
I might have some in my backpack.
Do you have any tissues?
I might have some in my backpack.
Do you have any water?
I might have some in my backpack.
Can you look?
No, my backpack is at home.
I might have some in my backpack.
I might have some in my backpack.
我可能有一些在我的背包里。
So why does James want to use Susie's sunscreen?
He wants to go outside. He's going for a run in the park later.
Notice the word later. This tells us more about when this is going to happen.He could say, I'm going for a run, or I'm going for a run now.
But we now know that he is not running now. He will run later. Let's talk with Jack more about this sentence.
James 说他等一下要到公园去跑步。I'm going for a run in the park later. 这个句子里的 run 是名词哦。在生活中我们常会用到这种说法。除了 go for a run, 去跑步之外,开车兜风,你可以说 let's go for a drive. 去散步的话,你可以说 why don't we go for a walk after dinner? 晚饭后我们何不去散散步呢?去野餐就是 go for a picnic. We can go for a picnic this Saturday. 去爬山健行就是 go for a hike.It's a nice place to go for a hike.
Thanks, Jack. So let's talk more about sunscreen. What is the phrase we say for using sunscreen?
We use the phrase put on. We put on sunscreen. We put sunscreen on our skin.
Yes, we use this phrase for a lot of things. In the morning, I put on makeup.When I get dressed, I put on work clothes.
And, like we said earlier, we put on sunscreen so that we don't get a sunburn.
Sunscreen really does help, but you could still get a sunburn.
Well, your burn would be much worse if you didn't put sunscreen on at all.
Yes, that's true. You can also wear a hat. That will protect your head from the sun.
Oh,Protect is a good word to learn today. Today we're learning how to protect ourselves from the sun. So it's how to keep safe from the sun.
That's right. Another time I got a sunburn, I had my hair in two braids and I had a part down the middle of my head. I didn't wear a hat. Ooh, I got a sunburn down the middle of my head. It hurts so bad.
I have never had that happen to me, and I hope that will never happen to me as well.
Well, I don't think you wear your hair in a part, so you're okay. You're protected.
Well, friends, let's take a short break, and we'll talk more about this right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about using sunscreen, and that reminded me of a funny story.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Okay, so I was going to go spend some time outside in the sun. So I asked my husband for some sunscreen. He gave me some, and I started putting it on my arm. Sounds normal, right?
Yes. What happened?
Well, then it was sticky, and it didn't seem right. He gave me toothpaste. On accident.
You put toothpaste on your skin instead of sunscreen?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, friends, don't do that. It might be refreshing, though. Let's go to conversation B.
Thanks for the sunscreen. I don't like to burn.
No one does. Some people carry umbrellas to protect their skin.
That's a good idea.
Are you going by yourself?
Yes. No one wants to go with me.
I'm not surprised. It's hot outside. You'll sweat a lot.
I will. So I'll drink a lot of water when I get back.
Okay, so back to James. He is borrowing sunscreen from Susie because he is going on a run later.
Borrowing? Is he going to give this sunscreen that he used back to Susie?
Of course not. It's just what we say. I forgot toothpaste. Can I borrow some? This is a way of asking to use a little bit of something from someone else.
Right. Borrow means to use something and then return it. But when we ask to borrow sunscreen or toothpaste, we just want to use a little bit of yours.
And we will return the bottle. Well, no one likes a burn from the sun. Burns hurt. Let's say you touch a hot pan in the kitchen. You will get a burn.
And a sunburn can hurt, too.
I do not like to burn.
Me either. But I do like learning from Jack, so here he is for a short lesson.
James 想擦防晒乳液，他说 I don't like to burn. 我们一开始学 burn 这个字，大部分都是烧、燃烧的意思。如果说 The building is burning, 就表示那栋房子着火了。I burned all the old letters. 我把以前的信都烧掉了。但是 burn 其实可以用在很多不同的地方。如果我说 I burned the toast.不是把吐司烧掉哦，而是把吐司给烤焦了。如果做菜的时候烫伤了手指头，也可以说 I burned my finger。另外，如果有人感冒、发烧、两颊发热，或是遇到非常害羞的事，脸颊红红热热的，都可以说 My cheeks burn。所以 burn 的用途很多哦。今天 James 说的I don't like to burn, 是指晒伤、晒黑的意思。
Thanks, Jack. So, are there other ways to protect ourselves from the sun if we don't want to get a sunburn?
Some people carry umbrellas to protect their skin.
That's a great way. The umbrella makes shade.
Shade?
Yes, when I go to the park, I like to sit under a tree and be in the shade. The shade is cool and I'm not in the sun.
Oh, very good. Yes, you want to shade yourself from the sun.
But when you are running in the park, I don't think you can carry an umbrella.
Yes, that is true. I don't think I can see James running like that. So, is James the only one going running? Is he going by himself?
Before we answer that, let's practice this sentence with Rebecca.
know. You were all so excited to learn today's use it tip. If you want to ask someone if they were doing something by themselves, you can use today's use it. Let's look at some examples. First, are you traveling by yourself? Or you could say, are you going to the movie by yourself? Excellent job. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, make sure to try a sentence or two at home, friends.
So is James going by himself?
Yes, he is going by himself. No one wants to go with him.
Susie is not surprised. Who wants to go running in this hot weather? No one. It's hot outside.
Yeah, you'll sweat a lot too. When it is hot outside, you will sweat more. Sweating is healthy. This keeps you cool when you exercise or you're working hard.
Just make sure to drink lots of water. When you sweat, your body loses a lot of water.
And make sure to take a shower after.
You need to remind them, Peter.
Well, sometimes I forget.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll remind you, Peter. If not, the bad smell will remind you.
Hey, I don't smell, do I?
Maybe we should just move on. Friends, we have learned a lot of great words today together. I think we should go ahead and review them now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Burn. Burn. He burned the food.
Sunburn. Sunburn. I sat in the sun and got a sunburn.
Umbrella. Umbrella. It's raining. We need an umbrella.
Put on. Put on. Please put on some sunscreen.
Sweat. Sweat. Jay sweats a lot when he exercises. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. You're doing great. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Susie. Do you have any sunscreen?
I might have some in my backpack. I'll check. Yes, here it is.
Great. May I use some? I'm going for a run in the park later.
Yes, you should put some on. You don't want to get a sunburn.
You're right. I don't.
And wear a hat, too. That will protect your head from the sun.
Thanks for the sunscreen. I don't like to burn.
No one does. Some people carry umbrellas to protect their skin.
That's a good idea.
Are you going by yourself?
Yes. No one wants to go with me.
I'm not surprised. It's hot outside. You'll sweat a lot.
I will. So I'll drink a lot of water when I get back.
I'm going to play outside today.
It's really sunny, Ginger.
I know. That's why I'm going to play outside. See you later.
Not so fast. You need to be careful of the sun.
Really? Why?
It can burn your skin.
Oh, sunburn. That's not good.
To avoid sunburn, wear a hat.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Or use an umbrella.
Oh, okay, thanks, James.
Also, put on sunscreen.
Okay, thanks again, James.
And remember to put it on every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours?
Yes, and after you swim or sweat.
Oh, Never mind. I'm going to play inside today.
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. Some things seem fun, but when they are done, you begin to see the light.
Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care,
but there's always someone watching you.
Well, friends, we thank you for joining us today, and it's good to learn how to protect your skin. Well, there certainly are a lot of ways that you can get a sunburn when you're outside.
That's true. You know when else I get sunburned sometimes?
When is that?
When it's cloudy out. I think, I don't need sunscreen. There are clouds. It's shade. No problem. But then I will still get a sunburn. I guess the sun is still up there behind the clouds. And if you're outside too long, you can still get a sunburn.
That's a good point. I think we often get sunburns when we don't expect it. There are many ways we can get a sunburn, but we often don't think if we should protect our skin.
Yes, so I think we would say in English, better safe than sorry. So if there's any chance you might get a sunburn, you should put on sunscreen.
Well, friends, thanks for seeing us, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.